but aborting the operation would have meant allowing Warcon to live. And allowing Warcon to live was not an option. Vistara had realized back on the Sith world of Upixar, when she had sacrificed Jedi Knight Natua Wan to the ancient Dreamsinger in order to save Ben, that she would not be able to hide among the Jedi forever. And as a High Lord, Warcon was bound by Sith custom to hunt down and slay Vistara for daring to kill High Lord Sarasu Talon on Padir. Therefore, Warcon, like all of his fellow High Lords, had to die before Vistara could safely leave the protection of the Jedi Order. Finally satisfied that the envelope was not a death trap, Warcon read the exterior salutation aloud.
My dear friend Cameron.
At this point, less than a minute remained before the first Jedi assaults began, and Warcon started to feel Sith dying across all of Coruscant. Vistara and Ben were supposed to be serving Kefasho, doing whatever it took to hold the High Lord's attention while Luke and the rest of the team stormed the outer offices. Well, they might not be serving Kefasho now, but Vistara was pretty sure that they had captured Warcon's complete attention. Warcon removed a folded flimsoplast from inside the envelope and read that aloud, too.
Did you truly think I wouldn't know who you are?
A ripple of alarm rolled through the Force as Warcon's subordinates grasped the significance of Wool's message. The High Lord himself looked almost as though he had been expecting such a note, merely cocking a thin black brow and looking at Ben.
Is this some sort of joke?
Not at all!
As Ben spoke, muffled voices began to sound in the outer office. Knowing the next few moments would determine whether Ben lived or died, Vistara started to address Warcon in an attempt to distract him, and felt a tiny stab of pain as the Shakar broke the surface of her skin. If Ben noticed, he showed no sign.
Turn the note over, he said. I think that will explain things.
Warcon did as Ben instructed, then read,
Surrender or die.
His face grew crimson, and he read the second part.
Decide now.
The High Lord lifted his eyes to glare at Ben, but before he could speak, the muffled voices beyond the security door gave way to cries of alarm. The sizzle of clashing lightsabers began to sound outside the door.
If you're going to surrender, I'd recommend doing it soon, Ben said, clearly trying to hold Warcon's attention inside the room. You don't have much time.
Warcon's eyes narrowed.
I am not the one with a parang to his throat.
A hint of cockiness came into Ben's voice.
No, but you are the one who drank 2 cups of Kefasho in Senator Wool's office yesterday morning, he said. You're already dead, High Lord Warcon.
The lie came so smoothly that even Vistara did not sense it in Ben's Force aura, and she knew it was a fabrication. The Kefasho steamer had only been a ruse to get Ben and Vistara inside Warcon's office, but the High Lord wouldn't realize that. Not if he was relying on the Force to tell whether Ben was lying. He glanced again at Wool's note, and fear began to blossom across his face.